despite being connected 24/7 through technology and social media, despite this unprecedented connectivity, one of the key issues that many young women are struggling with is loneliness. It's kind of a paradox, one that we're going to explore together today. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to A Different Perspective. In my final session with special guests, Janelle Knox and Joe Brereton. And hey, stick with me because at the end of today's discussion, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet, Your Complete Makeover Awaits. But this is the very last day that it'll be available, so please don't miss out. Been an awesome couple of weeks on the program as we've been joined each day, and in fact again today for the very last time, by Janelle Knox and Joe Brereton, the editors of an online magazine specifically for young women in their later teens to mid-20s called MiciMagazine.com. That's M-I-C-I magazine.com. We've been chatting about issues that really matter to young women, not because we think they matter, but because Mickey Magazine has surveyed their readers and asked them what are the things that really matter to them? What are the questions that they're not getting answers to? And one of the key issues for them is loneliness. It seems that many young women, despite the fact that they're surrounded by people, feel incredibly lonely, disconnected emotionally. Cho and Janelle, welcome again to the program today.
Thanks, Bernie.
Why is it that loneliness is such a key thing in the lives of young women today, do you think?
There's so much going on in their world. Whilst there's so much technology that tells us and promises us to connect us, they're feeling that disconnect from reality and from people that can sew into them. And they're feeling misunderstood, they're not fitting in, there's a lot of fear about their future, about their present. And so loneliness creeps in as one of those things that they have to deal with.
I mean, I think it must be hard if, you know, you don't feel as if you can speak to anyone about it. You know, you go to your friends for advice and they're just like, you know, it doesn't matter, or whatever advice they give you. Not to say, you know, your friends are good, but they can't always give you the best advice. Perhaps your parents are too busy. They can't, you know, spend time just actually sitting down and nutting through their issues. And perhaps you don't have a significant other, you know, a trusted aunt or uncle or grandmother you can sit and talk to about. So what you do is that you actually just become intrinsic and you withdraw into yourself. You try and figure it out. It just becomes so much more scary. It just snowballs into this huge issue. And what else do you do? You just want to, you know, it just makes you cut yourself off from everyone else.
Well, particularly with Generation Y, the latchkey generation, the first children en masse to come home to an empty house after school.
Yeah.
So the relationship with parents is disconnected.
Absolutely.
A lot of young people don't see their aunts, uncles, and extended family a whole bunch. And yet the bizarre thing, the paradox, is that they're all connected 24/7 through media and through social media and through their phones, which they won't put down, which they let them interrupt them all the time.
Yeah.
They're so connected, yet they're feeling lonely. Do you find this bizarre?
Well, in a way, I think it's important to understand that connection is not just about the number of likes and stuff you have on a page.
Or, oh, isn't it?
You know? I know.
It's shocking me, all my friends.
I'm shocked.
Absolutely shocked. I know, it's devastating. But really, connection is something so much deeper. And I know certainly for when I really needed girlfriends, I needed friends who were there 24/7. I needed parents who were there 24/7 and talked to me on my level, understood me. I needed not just to say, oh yeah, you know, I love you, and to actually get in and get their hands dirty and just go through the whole thing with me. Because of course I was quite scared about a lot of things I had to deal with. So that is connection. It's that level that you have, friendship that you have with someone that nothing can break, and you know that they will be with you wherever and whatever you go through.
I think that's actually key to the whole issue, is that people, you know, young girls are feeling like nobody gets them. And so they can't go to a parent or to a role model or whatever, because they're not going to understand what I'm going through anyway. You know, they're not going to get it. And so that in itself breeds loneliness, because they don't feel like they can reach out. And so they hold on to all of this stuff. And therefore, that then just internalizes the whole pressure of situations. And then those other things that come, like peer pressure or the issues that we've spoken about earlier with body image, they all become so massive because they've got this loneliness, this anxiety, this fear that is speaking into their world. They don't have truth coming in. They don't have positive things being spoken to them. They only have this loneliness, and it can lead to a downward spiral and into depression and grief and even suicide. So it's a huge issue. And we've seen that in the media about, you know, people that are connected, that look like they're connected, young girls that are being bullied on Facebook, and the next day you hear about them, they've committed suicide. Mm. So it's, even parents are disconnected from the issues that are going on in their lives.
It's really easy for us parents to go, oh, look, this is trivial, it doesn't matter, and not connect with the reality of this is their world.
Mm.
This is what's going on. Mm. When my daughter was at school just a few years ago, cutting was the big issue.
Yeah, right.
Where a lot of girls, it was a girls' school, a lot of girls were cutting themselves and mutilating themselves.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Look, Bernie, and I think parents are having a hard job trying to connect with their children. And, you know, the parents that I know who have connected well with their kids are the ones who have spent, you know, been talking to them about issues, you know, since they were, I don't know, 8 years old. But,
well, loneliness cuts to the core of what a lot of girls are going through. And I think, really, again, we have to come back to that spiritual aspect, because it's in Christ that you find out who you are and what your purpose is. And so if you're listening to the voices that are speaking to you external from that, they're not going to bring that wholeness into your life. And so it's about journeying into your spiritual wholeness, into your physical wholeness, into your emotional wholeness. And if you're feeling lonely today, if you're feeling like you need to reach out to somebody, I can't just emphasize enough to do that.
Okay, so there's a young woman listening today and she's feeling desperately lonely. It's one thing to talk about spiritual wholeness and emotional wholeness, but she's sitting there, she's feeling desperately lonely. What's she do? What's her first step? Where does she go? Where does she turn? What does she do?
I was speaking to a young girl that, like you were mentioning, the cutting was a big issue, and that was in her world. She had nowhere to go. She felt like she had nowhere to go. And she came home to a house that was empty one night, and she turned on some music, hoping to get some, I guess, some company from that. But she still went to the kitchen drawer and found something and ended up cutting. And then she got to the hospital and was so ashamed of what she'd done. She said to me, if there was one thing I could do differently, it was that I would have called somebody when that started. I would have called somebody in that moment that I started to feel that heaviness kind of come upon me and telling me what I should do. And so I guess coming from the mouths of people that have been right in that situation, if there's anything that they would say, it's in that moment that you've got that choice and you can hear that voice telling you to go and get that knife or to go and get that whatever, call somebody in that moment and reach out for help. That's what she said she would have done differently.
I wondered too whether in that place, I mean, I've said before, and I'll say it again, the word of God is what God's used to transform my life. There's a beautiful passage in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. That's Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. If you're feeling lonely, if there's one passage I could point you to, I'd point you there. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is a God who is in this place with us.
Mm.
He is always in this place with us. And the darker the place is, the more brightly his light shines. Wherever you're at in life, young or old, rich or poor, happy or sad, listen up, because I have some good news for you today, some great news. Jesus died and rose again, yes, so that your sins can be forgiven, but also to give you a brand new life, a transformed life of freedom and joy and peace and power. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Complete Makeover Awaits, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you lay hold of the abundant new life that Jesus died and rose again to bring you. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.